Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of our radio program. Big sports night, sort of. I mean, we got the World Series. And then, as Schulte mentioned, you got the Blazers back in action tonight.
Yeah.
Your Zers are in Utah.
I think favored by, what, three and a half, if I'm not mistaken?
I think two and a half last check.
2.5 now?
Taking on the Jazz, the upstart Jazz.
2-1 Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Hey, Blazers at 500, baby. They're going to the playoffs.
So the Jazz are better?
Yeah.
Like, they're...
No one expected much out of them, to be honest with you. Let's play the fun game of how much Utah Jazz basketball I've watched this year. That would be zero.
Well, I mean, I think that's a given. We haven't watched him, but we can still comment on him, right? Lauri Markkanen still there?
He is still there.
Yeah, all right.
And they have the rookie there that didn't want to be there, but is now there.
Oh, yeah.
That
the kid from
Ace Bailey.
Yeah, the kid from Rutgers.
But I don't think he's starting.
He's not?
No, I think he's coming
Harper
off the bench.
Looks pretty good. The other Rutgers kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
So they've got... I don't know.
You're not watching?
I couldn't tell you.
Am I watching more NBA than you?
I don't know. I've watched Wemby twice.
Yeah, I watch him once.
Dude, that guy. You want to talk about someone that's like, holy God.
I know.
That's just unworldly.
Pretty good, isn't he?
My NBA will probably consist of, I try to watch a hunk of most of the Blazer games, and every now and then, if there's nothing else on, and like Wemby comes across my screen, or Golden State, something like that, but my NBA kind of world exists around the Portland Trail Blazers.
Our Blazers.
Although, I will say, and it was trending, and it should be, I'm not certain I've ever seen anything quite like Giannis's trip around the globe yesterday. He took 6 steps. You haven't seen this?
No, I haven't seen that.
And he did not. You just do yourself a favor. Like, go on Twitter or whatever and just Google Giannis. And I want you to watch this play and realize that this was not called a travel.
Well, doesn't it not start until the gather? I've seen two thoughts on this.
You go ahead and you keep watching that and tell me that that's not a travel.
Have you seen it,
yeah.
Schulte?
Yeah, I have. I've seen the reaction
on
both sides. So...
Two.
When does the actual gather
three,
start?
And I thought at four, that point. Five. Six.
I counted 6.
7.
But he's gathering during some of that.
He's gathering.
Well, I thought steps, if you go to the definition
there's
of traveling, it does not
there's
count.
There's a gap. Okay, right. It's got to be right there. 1, 2, three, four, five, 6. It's got to be 6.
Dude, my man walked across half of the Midwest. He clearly walked across the state of Wisconsin, and they're like, you know what? We'll count it.
I need to see that real time, though.
So, it generally is called when a player takes more than 2 steps after gaining control of the ball. So, that gather.
Okay. So, the gather is 2.
It should count, but it doesn't.
Three,
all
four.
Right?
Okay, even if you're right, Schultzy, there's five more steps.
It's the most... I love how everyone is like, it's the most egregious call, and Schultzy's like, well, if you take the gather...
No, I'm not saying it's not egregious, you guys. I wish that this has actually been one of my biggest hang-ups with NBA basketball.
We fired him down to youth sports.
The wind-up dog.
The schnitzel wolf is on.
Yeah, call the damn game the same way. If I'm getting called at the age of 12 years old for carrying the basketball because I'm watching NBA players do it every night, but they don't get called for it. Like, that's the problem. That's know, why this is an issue here.
The Schnitzel Wolf modeled his game after the NBA.
Calm down.
Got on a soapbox.
I just saw that clip and I was like, oh my God, that thing is amazing.
Yeah, he basically, I mean, he dribbles.
Kind of.
But he's just so long and tall that.
He just starts running.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like the whole half court, too. But I want to see it in real.
Yeah, without slow-mo.
Yeah, I want to see it without slow-mo because then it looks worse.
It looks worse when it's when it's in full speed.
Well, I'm like the Mike Rice type. I will admit that I don't understand why they don't call steps. Yeah. Like, it drives me crazy. I know that's an old man take, but it drives me crazy. When did we stop
You and Dwight James are going to get together and yell about things.
When did we stop just not calling rules?
I don't care.
You know?
I just
steps.
I just thought it was funny. It made me chuckle. So
and I always love when you see in the stands, you see the
Well, like the entire New York bench is standing up. Like, and there's like one guy on the Milwaukee bench that gets up and he's going crazy, and everyone else is like, all right, where's the travel? I'm like, no, let's let it go.
All right, so now we'll get to the Brian Kelly story. He once visited Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
But
assuming there was some sort of recruiting thing.
You assume correctly.
And I'm guessing he pissed someone off.
But it ended in a twist.
He pissed someone off.
That will be next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Yeah, shut up.
Hey, you should apologize for your offense.
You guys shut up.
Making $6 million a year, and that's your offense.
You know who I listened to today?
And not Chip Kelly.
I'll bring the audio in tomorrow to see if I'm on to something. Mm-hmm. I listened to Matt Rhule. I haven't heard that much of Matt Rhule.
Okay.
But I was listening to him. He sounds a lot like Chip Kelly.
Does he?
Have you ever noticed that?
Does he talk out of the side of his mouth like this? Will you guys shut up?
He just kind of talks like, I don't know, maybe I'll...
I can't say that I've heard a lot of Matt Rhule.
I'll present you some audio tomorrow.
Is this from his podcast?
No, I was just watching him talk about USC. They're playing Nebraska-USC this
week. Yeah, yeah. Kind of an elimination game, by the way. Loser go home sort of thing. Brett Favre, I saw, I don't know why I thought of this, but because the Matt Rhule podcast. Brett Favre has a podcast now called Fourth and Favre. I'm sure it'll be riveting.
Ugh. So here's the Brian Kelly story. This is, so I just realized this. This is from, I knew it was old, mm-hmm. because this pertains to Brian Kelly leaving for Notre Dame.
Okay.
Okay.
That was what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
This was 2021. So this story was in the Vancouver Columbian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up there in beautiful Clark County, Washington.
Yes.
Where you live.
Where I live.
Locally owned since 1890, it says here about that paper.
Look at that. Way to go, Columbian.
So I guess they just republished this in the wake of Brian Kelly getting fired at LSU. Mm. They just put this back up there, and I read it the other day, and I thought it was interesting. So December 3, 2021 is the date. And the story is in the Columbian, and it reads, the headline is, Burnt Ends and Blowing Smoke.
I love when you know, newspapers have those the catchy titles.
So this was, remember back in the day, 2021, when we were wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Because of the China virus.
COVID.
Yeah, you
style.
Remember that whole, all that? You remember that big hoax?
Yeah.
Well.
Fake news. We just bleached it and everything was fine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody was wearing masks. Mm-hmm. So all the pictures, they're all masked up. So that takes you back to this era.
Okay.
Dom Merriweather mm-hmm. is the father of Tobias Merriweather.
I remember that kid. He was a big-time recruit.
Yeah,
it did not work out at Notre Dame.
I think he went and ran track, didn't he?
He transferred somewhere else. He's now at Utah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he still playing football?
Yeah, but I think he had a stop somewhere. He was a big-time recruit out of Vancouver, and it didn't pan out.
He went to Union. Anyway, one day, Brian Kelly was at Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
and, or no, where was Brian Kelly before Notre Dame?
He was at Cincinnati.
That's what it was.
So he was at Cincinnati, did a good job at Cincinnati, went to Notre Dame to LSU, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I got to look something up here. I just want to get my facts straight.
I got to make sure.
Yeah, he was at Cincinnati.
You're doing great, by the way.
Okay, no, sorry. He was you're right. Because you just said Merriweather played at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he was.
He was at Notre Dame.
Yes.
I was confused. I was thinking this was when Brian Kelly was leaving for Notre Dame. No, this was Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU.
Okay.
Okay, so this was 2021. He was at Notre Dame, and Brian Kelly had been at Notre Dame since 2010.
Okay.
Okay. So Dom is the dad. Tobias is the kid. They are in Vancouver, and Brian Kelly is making an in-home visit.
Mm-hmm.
So here is what the Columbian writes. According to Dom Merriweather, the family hosted Kelly, associate head coach and special teams coordinator Brian Polian, offensive coordinator Tommy Reese, and wide receivers coach Dell Alexander starting around 2:30 p.m. Monday. Their arrival came an hour earlier than originally expected. The visit lasted about 2.5 hours. Football conversation included all the logistics to seal the deal. Union High School's graduate ceremony June 10 comes after when Kelly said recruits are scheduled to report to campus, but he insisted Tobias Merriweather walk with his classmates. Talks also drifted towards the current landscape of college football, including Lincoln Riley's sudden departure to USC from Oklahoma. That happened 2 days prior, mm-hmm. or no, the day prior, Sunday. Ironically, Kelly's departure 12 years ago to Notre Dame from Cincinnati also came up. At no point during the visit
did Kelly hint or suggest he would be leaving Notre Dame.
I see where this is going.
Nor were the Merriweathers aware of any rumors swirling. Family members weren't on their cell phones while entertaining the coaches. Mm. But during the visit, according to Dom Merriweather, Kelly stepped out for a 15-minute phone call. Soon after he returned, the coaches and family members sat down for a home-cooked meal featuring deviled eggs, barbecued shrimp, and brisket burnt ends.
Well, I'll tell you what, that all sounds delightful.
It sure does.
You had me at shrimp and burnt ends. Way to go, Merriweather family.
The visit continued for another 90 minutes. Merriweather said of the phone call, he said, he came back in, sat down, and acted like it was nothing. He was cool as a cucumber. About those burnt ends, though, Kelly had 3 servings.
You fat turd.
According to Merriweather.
He was pretty fat at that time.
Yeah, he was. I don't know why they had to put that in there, but okay.
Well, you know why. That's like one of the... You're basically calling him a fat turd.
Well,
that's the whole
you don't
point.
Need to, that doesn't need to be a part of the story.
I think there is a point saying that, like, dude was so at home that he was having seconds and thirds.
He's up there. Num, 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 num,
Lee, I love you, man. I love these burnt ends. I want to see you play here. Yes, please.
That's why the Merriweathers were shocked just minutes after Kelly and his assistant coaches left the house at 5 p.m.
The news broke, huh?
Minutes to see reports of Kelly heading to LSU.
Wow.
Screenshots from social media were immediately sent by Tobias Merriweather to Notre Dame assistant coaches for clarification. They had just left in a luxury SUV. Yikes. A reply came immediately. They weren't more than a half a mile from our house, said Dom, when he texted back, I showed this to Coach Kelly, and he says, that's bullcrap.
Wow.
I bet they weren't even on 18th Street and 187th Avenue in Vancouver before he said that. Tobias Merriweather, then it goes on, he's a 6'4" wide receiver committed to Notre Dame. He planned to sign his national letter of intent during the early signing period, according to his father. At the time of his verbal commit, they ranked him 75th in the country, whatever.
That sucks, by the way. Anyway, that's just dirty pool.
Yeah, he still went to Notre Dame.
Well, and that was the thing. When Kelly left, a lot of the recruits did not go with him. Like, they all stuck with Marcus Freeman. He was able to retain that class. Mainly, I don't think many people liked Brian Kelly even at Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, doesn't that say everything about Brian Kelly?
Yeah, it's just...
Dude, it was happening in a recruit's home, and you said nothing.
Yeah.
And that recruit, by the way, is going to Notre Dame. Yeah. You don't owe it to him to be like, look, I can't tell anybody else this, but since I'm here and the timing is bad, Tobias, I got to be honest with you, I'm leaving.
I guess, which is worse?
That's unbelievable.
Which is worse? Because Mario Cristobal was recruiting for Miami when technically he was still the coach at Notre Dame, at Oregon. So which is worse? Brian Kelly doing that, or if Brian Kelly was like, hey, by the way, I know I'm on LSU's plane, and I'm still on Notre Dame's plane, and Notre Dame's dying, but I'm going to LSU.
I'm
going to
say Cristobal worse.
And quite frankly, I would like you to come with. So dare I say Brian Kelly, a man of integrity, a man of increase not recruiting.
Cristobal is worse because now you're peeing in Oregon's pot.
Yeah.
You're messing with their...
Kelly's
But Kelly's just being... That's just like... It's just... Bad.
Is it possible
form?
That his fat ass just wanted some more burn ends and didn't want to risk getting booted out? Yeah, you would think that once that call comes in know that the report's coming, you give the kid a heads up and just be like, hey, man, I wanted to be honest with you. Like, I was going to be here, but this offer came up and, you know, hey, your scholarship, if you want to come, like, you would think that there would be some sort of honesty. I very much dislike Brian Kelly. But I don't know how uncommon this is. It looks bad for Brian Kelly, but I think this sort of unethical crap, unfortunately, is just rampant in the world of college football. I really do.
Yeah, the end of the story says, nonetheless, Don Merriweather still finds humor in it all. He says, quote, exactly what you just said. I guess he wanted the burn ends. End quote.
Well, quite frankly, now I kind of want some of these.
And remember, they arrived early.
Yeah.
So he already knew he was going to LSU.
He wanted that damn barbecue.
Wait, but LSU? Yeah. He left Notre Dame to go to LSU, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But
think he regrets that?
Yeah. I think, although, you know, $54 million to not coach, although your reputation is in shambles and you're not going to get another one of those jobs. Yeah, I wonder, because these buyouts are so massive. Like, if Jonathan Smith flames out at Michigan State, and it looks like he's going to flame out at Michigan State, does he regret leaving Oregon State knowing that that program was about to get left behind?
I think he does.
You know?
I think right now he does.
I just...
Because they've lost 5 in a row. Yeah, he's probably going to get fired.
It's not going great.
And he's probably going to look at that and go...
But at the same time, he's probably going to get $35 million to to walk away. So, yeah. And you took a shot and you
and
knew
he can probably go back to Oregon.
He can probably go back and you knew that it was a run. I always wonder those sorts of things, like what sort of regret. Jimbo Fisher leaving Florida State had won a national title there, but things weren't going great. I often think that sometimes guys get out because they know that the end is coming, and so you take the big payday. Like, I think there's something to coaches knowing that they don't want to put in the effort. They know that it's not going to end well here, and so you jump and you take the massive payday. It's almost like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you get out while the getting's good. So I wonder that, because no coach is ever really honest about it. Like, they'll never... You know, Lane Kiffin all those years ago leaving Tennessee to go to USC and getting fired on the tarmac. Does he wish he would have stayed at Tennessee?
I don't. From what he said, he's pretty honest.
Yeah.
I think he hated it there. Didn't he?
At Tennessee? Yeah, I don't know. He's only there a year.
Had kind of an adversarial relationship with them.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He named his own kid Knox.
Did he?
Yeah, he will never forget the memory of the year he spent in Tennessee every time he looks at his kid. So maybe he hated it, but
maybe he loved it then. I don't know.
I just think it's easy to criticize guys for leaving places in good situations, but man, when someone comes and gives you life-changing money guaranteed, and you can say that how much money do you need? If someone says, here's $70 million regardless of what happens, and by the way, you're going to get to play with every toy in the sandbox, I can't fault anyone for leaving. I wish guys would do it with more class. I wish they would do it with more dignity, but it's hard for me to be critical of people for leaving for LSU or Bama or something like that.
I don't think
that.
Anybody's ever critical about that. It's more about how it's handled.
Yeah.
They
almost never handle it.
There's
well.
No consequence. Well, I don't think they handle it well because there's no consequences.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to, I mean, this story, does Brian Kelly care that it's out there?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. There's no, you can just up and leave and nobody really calls you on it. And so therefore you're just going to, that's the way it is. You're just going to do it that way.
But I will say, some people's reputations, like it's funny how quick your career can end. Like, how old's Brian Kelly?
64.
Brian,
did you know, I have a hot Brian Kelly fact.
Okay.
Did you know he went to Assumption University?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a private Catholic school in Worcester, Massachusetts.
This is such a great fact.
And he coached, he went there, he was a linebacker there, but he was the defensive coordinator of the football team from 1983 to 1986.
Yeah.
While simultaneously coaching the softball team.
What?
He was a softball coach.
They really cared about softball in the 80s at Assumption.
I would give anything to see a photo of Brian Kelly in like those bike coaching shorts.
Yeah.
With
and Oakleys.
With some wraparound Oakleys. But regardless of what you think of Brian Kelly, right? Brian Kelly started out, where was this thing? What was this thing called? The college.
Assumption.
Assumption.
Come on, man.
Okay, so from Assumption to Grand Valley.
Yeah, Grand Valley State.
Right? And he builds Grand Valley into a powerhouse. And
he was 118 and 35 there.
Right? Like, think about that. And then he goes to Central Michigan, and he takes a crappy Central Michigan team, and he wins 9 games at Central Michigan. Then he goes on to Cincinnati. Remember, he had Cincinnati 12-0 playing in the Sugar Bowl, and here's where the Brian Kelly stuff. He left before the bowl game.
That's right.
Right? And so then he goes to Notre Dame.
Well, he took Cincinnati to back-to-back BCS bowls.
Oh, so I don't remember that. I just remember.
He went to the Orange Bowl.
I remember they were undefeated. And in today's world, they would have had a chance to play for a national championship. But he was 12-0, and I remember he left. And before that bowl game, which everyone was kind of pissy about. But then he gets to Notre Dame, and he does a great job at Notre Dame, right? And takes him to the cusp of a national title. Like, that guy was a phenomenal coach. And then he gets to LSU, and he wins 10 games, Heisman Trophy, and now... I don't think Brian Kelly will get another high-profile job. Think about how crazy the world turns. When Brian Kelly took that LSU job, it was like, dude, this guy is one of the best coaches in the country. More than likely, this guy wins a title at LSU. And 3 years later, it's not only is he out at LSU, but the stories and his age, he probably is done coaching major college football. That's how fast this world turns. From like this seemingly nothing, and built this thing up at every place, and then wham, you just, career over. And if you would have asked him 3 years ago, dude, Do you realize you're just a couple years away from probably never coaching again in any meaningful school? I would assume he'd be like, dude, you're crazy.
I chalk that up to a prime example of a coach who is older, who is not adaptable.
Sure.
I think that's what you're seeing here. Yeah. Some of them just quit. Yeah. Saban just left.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
He's like, I don't want to deal with this. Others stayed, and you're seeing them get exposed, and I think Brian Kelly is one of them.
You wonder if Dabo is right behind this, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty, were they good last year?
They made the college football playoff, but they lost three times, but they won the ACC title.
Yeah, he kind of looked dead in the water, then he kind of got it back, but now they suck again.
Now they're back to, but he's only 55. So.
But Klubnik's hurt. I don't know. He's a weird one, yeah. Dabo. But anyway, there's the Brian Kelly story. The guy's a piece of crap.
Yes, he is. And he can finally drop the fake accent, as someone said.
Okay, coming up next. In the news.
ITN, baby.
We got to talk about the Buffalo Pothole Bandit. He has made his way to Portland to save the day here in war-torn Portland.
Thank God.
That's next. Here's Schulte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sports is sports.
Someone brought up a good point. Do you think Brian Kelly could get a job coaching softball somewhere? Dude, if you wanted to get some pub for your softball team, you know, hey, right. Boost recruiting a little bit, go hire Brian Kelly.
I did find the Assumption Brian Kelly coach picture.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. I'll email it to you guys.
That's good times right there.
It looks just like you think.
Wait, how do we find that?
Brian Kelly softball coach. It's one of the first three images that comes up. There's the team photo, and then there's another photo with him and a player just kind of talking
to
him.
Oh, my God, it's in black and white.
It's old school, baby.
What on earth?
Oh, that's good times.
Look at that.
He looks like Bill Belichick, by the way. Young Brian Kelly
does.
Looks a lot like Bill Belichick.
And just as red ass as he ever.
Oh, 100%. Is he wearing jeans in that?
No, that's
those it's like are, athletic pants.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, is he wearing softball jeans?
No, he's got them tied. They're he's got the tie.
Oh, yeah, I see that there.
Brian Kelly.
1983.
Does anyone like, and I mean this, family, friends, does anyone like Brian Kelly, or does everyone just kind of
do you have kids?
Tolerate him? Does he have a wife? Anyway. I bet she hates him.
It is October 29, 2025. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Thank you.
Bro.
Thank you, bro. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Please be seated and all rise. Today is World Stroke Day, so I advise you not to have a stroke today.
Thank you.
Not on this day.
That.
It is also International Internet Day.
Well, go internet.
I have a 6-question internet quiz.
Okay.
Question 1. What percentage of the world's population is on the internet?
God, I bet this is lower than you would think. 60%.
63.
Oh, okay.
Percent. Huh? How many websites are on the internet?
Oh, Jesus.
100 million?
200 million?
I'm going to say in the billions. I'll go like 1.3
billion. 1.8
billion. Okay, closer.
Wow. How many active websites are on the internet?
Oh.
Hey.
900 million.
I'll go 100 million again.
200 million.
Okay.
All right. So that's a lot of just dead pages. How much of that is porn?
How many searches does Google process daily?
Oh, jeebus. Again.
100,000?
Oh, no. I'm going to say hundreds of millions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
500 million.
More.
800 million.
More.
Per day?
Probably.
A billion.
Yeah, more than a billion. Yeah. Google searches processed daily 3.5 billion.
What?
I mean, you think about it, there's just in our country alone, there's 300 and something and change. Let's assume, 100 and whatever on there. I mean, I myself probably Google search at least a dozen things a day.
Yeah, it's very common.
I mean, just at the start of the, I have Googled Brian Kelly's wife, Brian Kelly's softball pitcher. I mean, those every one of those. By the way, looking at his wife, you know she hates him.
Brian Kelly's better.
Yeah, I'm looking. Oh. She can't stand him.
Right in the butt.
It is all, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, the quiz. What percentage of internet traffic is from bots? This is going to shock you.
Oh. I'm going to guess half.
Very good. 52%.
That's nuts.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Just next time your panties are all in a bunch,
that's
realize
right.
that there's a good chance it's some computer trying to piss you off.
Exactly. And finally, what percentage of internet access is gained via a mobile device?
Oh, that'll be the majority. 70%.
90%.
Oh, okay.
On the mobiles.
Yeah.
On the mobiles.
Does a laptop count? That doesn't count, right?
I don't think a laptop would, but I bet you a tablet.
Yeah. iPads. And
Well, the Buffalo Pothole Bandit has made it to town to save us here in war-torn Portland.
Thank God. We need a hero like this.
Yeah, if the troops can't save us.
No. By the way,
what?
Are they here?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't know. Hell, I don't know. I've stopped watching the news, even though I'm your noted newsman.
Yeah.
I don't care about that stuff
anymore. I drove by there like a week ago. I was kind of out in that neck of the woods, and I drove by, and again, there was like 15 people there. No, it wasn't at night. This was the middle of the day.
What animals are they now?
I didn't see any inflatables.
Were they line dancing?
No, it was just like a handful of people across the street, and they had some signs and stuff. This was like, I don't know, one.
The other day they were jazzercising down
Yeah,
there.
I saw that. They were too coordinated. Yeah, about the naked bike ride, about the jazzercise. I saw a guy out there on a horse. He was out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That wasn't a Mountie?
No, there was actually a dude. He was with the protesters, and I didn't go.
Is that legal?
We used to work down there.
You can drive by on
You can drive by on me. So I just drove by because I just was like, oh, I'll see what it is. And the only thing that really stuck out to me, there was a dude just on a horse. And he wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting on a horse.
The bits.
And I was like, well, we got a horse out there now.
The bits never end.
Where did he get the horse?
Well, he probably owns it.
But he just, did he drive
it? I just didn't know you could do that. I thought, I don't know. Can I roll into work on my horsey?
I don't know. Apparently down there you can do whatever the hell you want. It's Thunderdome out there.
An anonymous artist who goes by the alias Buffalo Pothole Bandit has come to town to save us from popped tires and ugly streets.
Dude, I told you, the pothole right over there by the Keller. Dude, that got me a couple months ago. I had to put two new tires on my car.
The Bandit filled 30 potholes around town in mid-October, including 20 sidewalk cracks and potholes on Southeast Stark Street between 78th and 80th Avenue in Montevilla.
I don't think you can do that. That's illegal, right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You can't fill in
potholes. I don't think they'll let you mess with the streets.
No, you can't fill in potholes on your own, which is why he's the Bandit.
Yeah, but weren't the... Who are the masked...
the Antifa?
The Antifa.
Antifa?
Weren't those guys... filling potholes
again? That's
at one point.
It's possible, but you are not allowed to do it. You can't go fill in your own pothole.
Can I fill in? No. So it in front of my house, mm-hmm. like right at my driveway, I have some eroded cement. Can I fill that in?
I don't know.
Because my neighbor did.
Mm. Well, I think he's illegal. Hmm. Can't do it. If you want, remember, just draw a penis around it, and then they'll come.
So the Bandit would not provide any information about his or her identity other than that they live in Buffalo, New York, and they have no formal art background, but they're not just pouring quick dry asphalt mix into the potholes. No, no.
No.
They make elaborate and whimsical mosaics in the cement. In Portland, they made an airport carpet theme design as well as a tiny milk and cookies pothole fix.
That's kind of fun.
And a ladybug wearing a crown, which is just... That's adorable. Delightful.
That is. Well, if someone could please put a ladybug over there, like, I want to say it's like on like 3rd over there, right over by the Keller.
Well, he's gone now. Oh. Or she.
You drove. It is the worst pothole, and it's been there for like 2 years. Can we not, for the love of God, fill that thing in? Because that's not a pothole. It's a moon crater.
I just don't think they're going to fill in potholes during war times.
Well...
You know.
It's costing us tires.
It'll be on the list once the war ends.
Man, only if. Why have we been singled out for this war-torn misery?
He also created a Buffalo Bills logo on a pothole near the Tinker Tavern, which happens to be a Bills bar.
Wow.
How great is this?
That's a
little piece of Buffalo on our streets.
That's fun.
Isn't that fun? So the Bandit apparently just likes sharing art and jokes with people and being helpful. So that's what he or she does.
Illegally, he's a scofflaw. Or they are. I don't approve of this
lawlessness. Would they really arrest someone for that? Trying to fix the city streets?
At this point, I put nothing past anything.
Did you just brother me?
I did just brother you.
Brother.
Brother. Touchdown 6, brother.
You just asked, would they arrest him? I don't know.
You got a guy... So you got a guy riding around on a horse. You got a dude in a chicken suit.
Getting pepper balled.
And you got a dude from Buffalo putting mosaics in our potholes.
Yeah.
Who gets arrested?
I just imagine the pothole guy getting hauled away. The federal agents jump out unmarked vehicles, shove him in the van.
By the way, did you see that? Well, you didn't. You're in Vancouver. You know that latest, we have a special... election ballot that showed up at our house recently.
Oh, did you? What are you electing?
Well, I opened it. Sometimes I, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna reveal my voting habits. But, you know, a lot of times they're just an eye roll.
Okay.
Or I just don't know. I'm like, sure. I don't.
Dude, that's a lot of times when I'm reading up and down the ballot, I'm like, huh? What? Comp controller? I don't. This guy? Maybe.
This one was more taxes. To
what are we taxing now?
Well, taxing us.
Yeah.
To raise money to maintain parks.
Mm.
Care to guess what I voted?
I'm guessing no.
I love our parks.
You selfish son of a bitch.
Well, I give them a lot of money. I just paid my property taxes the other day. You know how much money I gave them?
There's a reason I live in Vancouver.
Now go fix the damn parks.
And potholes. I want that pothole fixed.
All right, coming up next, is Portland the worst baseball city in the United States?
This is fun.
All right, this is in the news for October 29, 2025. One more story for you. And it is if Portland is the worst baseball city in the United States.
How do you determine if we're the worst baseball city?
I knew you would ask that, and I have an answer.
So I think all we have is the Pickles.
This is according to Wallet Hub. Mm-hmm. It says, certain parts of America make watching baseball both cheaper and more fun.
Okay.
Which cities should fans consider a home run? Mm.
Wallet Hub crunched the numbers to find out, comparing 333 of the largest U.S. cities with at least one professional or college baseball team grouped by division. In each city, we looked at 31 key indicators of baseball fan friendliness. They range from performance level of the teams to average ticket prices per game to stadium accessibility.
Yeah.
All right. So here, the hops, the pickles. The Ducks would be more Eugene.
I was going to say, but the hops, I mean, that's Hillsboro. Do we get the hops? As far as I know, all we have is the pickles. But maybe they
the bangers. Wait, they're soccer.
So, I mean, because I don't know if we get the hops, but we just don't have a lot of baseball.
If all we have is the pickles, we should be number one because it's inexpensive, it's accessible, and it's great.
Yes. And quite frankly, do you get bonus points that right next door to the stadium, you can probably get a hooker and or blow for probably a great deal? I mean, it really is family friendly. There's
combo
something
discount.
There's something for everybody when you go to the pickles. They do a great job over there.
Number one is New York City. Well, New York.
There's a lot of baseball over there.
Let me read you what Chip said. Chip is of Wallet Hub, and he said, look, baseball is one of America's most treasured sports, and fans are fiercely loyal to their favorite teams, but fandom can get costly. Enjoying MLB games in person can be quite expensive. Fortunately, there's still plenty of excitement to be had supporting minor league teams or even NCAA baseball teams at a much cheaper cost. While the top baseball cities tend to be those with the best performing MLB teams, they also often have several teams to cheer on at the minor league or collegiate levels. Mm-hmm. So that, remember, they're focusing on all of baseball.
Okay.
So New York is one, LA is two, Atlanta is three. Eugene, by the way, Seattle, 18.
Stupid Seattle.
Eugene came in at 31, so pretty good.
Going away, though, soon.
The Emeralds, yeah, they're going away, but then you also have the Ducks. So that's, you know, I don't know if there's anything else down there.
The Emeralds are going away?
Yeah, they could not because they've been cheap asses, have not been able to find their own stadium. So
because now under that new thing, that's why the Hops had to build a new stadium.
Yeah, it's like, guys, you got to do this. You got to do this. Oh, there's no money.
Last on the list in 333rd place is Jersey City, New Jersey. Should you love baseball?
Don't move.
Don't go there.
To Jersey City.
Or
I wouldn't go to Jersey City if I hated baseball.
Or Las Cruces, New Mexico. Where do you think? So remember, 333 municipalities.
We are 179th.
Are we?
I have no idea.
No. I'm still scrolling.
Putting us somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
We don't have any baseball.
Oh, there we are. Three. Well, again, I don't think that's the point. The point is accessibility.
How can it be accessible if we don't have it?
It's out at Lentz Park. That's accessible. It's right in the middle of the city.
That's where I'm going. I'm saying 179th.
254th.
Okay.
Out of 333.
So we're not doing great.
We're caught right in between Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and those bastards from Carbondale, Illinois.
Man, I hate those guys.
Illinois and Iowa? Yeah, that's not good.
Well, isn't the Field of Dreams in Iowa?
Field of Dreams is in Iowa. I don't know what part of Iowa. But
is the town
right there?
The town that you just named, I do not recognize.
That alone should give you a bump up. You got the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, what do you
got
to pay to get in there? $10? $15?
Oh, I'm guessing that's probably more like 30 or 40.
Is it?
I would think. Is anything $15 anymore?
No. Ooh, name something good for $15. Go.
I don't even think you can go to a regular movie. Now you can go like on cheapo
days. You can get a good
days.
Cocktail for $15.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, dude.
But that's not actually that's not a great thing.
No.
It shouldn't be $15.
Tickets are expensive. Or cocktails are expensive. Like drinking's tough.
You know what? Drinking is tough.
Well, look, I don't know about you, but like if I'm out drinking, we're going to get into 9 or 10. And, you know, if cocktails are $15, I throw in some delicious bar snacks. Bar tabs are, bar tabs will get you.
Yeah, I don't rack up bar tabs anymore. That was in my 20s and some of my 30s and some of my 40s, but not anymore. Not in my 50s.
You draw the line, right?
Well, I just stock up on wine and straightaway cocktails.
Yeah, there
serves me perfectly. Two and I'm out. The Ty Gimlet put me to bed the other night during the 18th inning. During the 18 inning Dodgers.
Let me just tell you that the Gimlet is a handsome beverage.
You should try the Thai Gimlet from Straightaway.
Don't sleep on the Gimlet.
It's a little spicy.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
A little something, something. I'm on the Field Dream website and I can't find the actual. And can I say I hate when people do that?
Yeah, don't bury the price.
Yeah, just tell me what it is.
Well, I don't think they have like a regular team playing there. I think it's just like that.
No, but there's
but they should have a. It's like a museum, yeah, basically.
They have the explore and stay, like the farmhouse in the field. Tell me how much it is.
Hey, jerks.
Don't bury that on me.
Yeah.
You can rent the house.
Oh, you can? You can stay there?
They call it the,
That's kind of cool. Does anybody live there? Nobody lives there, right?
No. I mean, you can... Let's see what one night home rental in November will run you.
I'm going to say $210.
Again, I have to give them my
Where is it? What town? Is it even in a town?
It's like Dyersville, Indiana?
Of in the middle of
it. It's like Dyersville, Iowa?
Yeah, 130.
Ooh, they're charging you by guest.
Oh, F that. 130 a guest.
I don't like that. 600.
What?
Per guest?
Per guest?
600.
No, thanks.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, all right. Now, to be fair, 600 for the first, and then 300 after. Yeah.
So it's 900 if my wife and I want to stay in the Field of Dreams house?
It does.
One night?
For one night. In November.
Jesus.
You get one king-size bed and one day bed. And then there's a couple others. So, yeah.
Do you get... I mean, is there food? Like, what the hell?
I doubt it.
No, I don't think so.
What a joke!
Well, again, you're paying for the whimsy, man.
You just spend the night for whimsy.
At the meticulously maintained three-bedroom farmhouse.
Yeah, get out of here.
They call it the Kinsella Experience. Look at you, poo-pooing whimsy. That's expensive, man.
All right, coming up next. Oh, that's in the news. October 29, 2025. Coming up next, we have our NFL Wednesday Wasabi. Which team has the best chance to finish undefeated? And more audio of the great Michael Jordan. We'll be right back on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.